Good morning, everybody. I hope everyone can hear me. I hope you had a fabulous weekend. I also was so happy to see a lot of you guys at the conference last week. I think, hands down, that was one of the best conferences. I love the panel of speakers, and I personally learned a lot. So I'm really excited. I also got to, you know, give my little hour and a half to 2 hour presentation on marketing. So some of you guys were in there. For those of you that weren't in there, excuse me, we're going to go over some stuff today that we kind of touched upon last week. Now, if you cannot hear me, you guys know the drill. Let Michelle or Victoria know, and they will get you hooked up and ready to go. Alrighty, let's get started. Okay, if you guys want to kind of type in there and let me know that you can hear me, that'd be great. Somebody put in there, yes. Oh, perfect. Thanks, Isaiah. All right, so let's kind of recap what we did last week. I'm sorry, not last week, because we missed a week because of the conference 2 weeks ago. Can you guys see my PowerPoint screen? I hope so. Yes, awesome. Thanks, Isaiah. Okay, so we covered who and where, which was one of the six questions that we said we were going to cover during this marketing webinar series. All right, so who is it that we are targeting and where are we going to find these people? All right, we talked about who a referral partner is. Wait a second. Did we do this? Did I open the wrong PowerPoint? No, I didn't. We're good. Okay, so we talked about who and where, right? So we talked about who is it that we're trying to get to visit for our referral partners. Who is it that we're not trying to get? We don't want to get clients who are looking for a cheap price, right? We want to get the people that are higher end because that we are high end, okay? We also talked about how we can find them in magazines, networking events, you know, and simply driving around and Googling them. We showed our binders, how we organize them on the front covers and how we go to Google Maps and make sure that we're efficiently, you know, hitting all these stops. And then we gave you guys all of the handouts for our binders, where to write our notes, you know, writing down what time we started and all of the places that we visited. And then we talked about when we should go visit them, which is our calendar. Okay, John, it's not full screen? I thought it was. Hold on, let's see if I can get this to be full screen. Sorry, guys, John said to put it in full screen, but it should be now. I pressed full screen. Tell me if you can see it now, John. Okay, so we talked about our calendars and when you're going to find time to visit these people. Thanks, John. All right, then we said, what are we going to give them? We talked a little bit about the promotional materials, you know, what works best, what people like to get, you know, more than others, like the notepads. They always ask for those, the chip clips, and so forth. We talked about our brochures, what information to put on there, our microseal brochure, and if you're not in the cleaning industry, it's okay. You might have another service or another product to offer that you might want to put in a brochure. You are certainly welcome to do so. It's great to educate because remember, we are educators, not solicitors and not salespeople. Okay, we have our future offer here that you can put in your baggies, and no matter what company that you have, you can always use a free trial offer. Everybody wants to try you out for free. Okay, we talked about monthly and yearly budgets for your high-end goodies and how you need to be different and not give out the same kind of stuff that other people give out. So we gave some examples, cookie butter cookies, excuse me, our Ghirardelli chocolate, some pretzel chips if, you know, they're healthy and they want that. And then we talked about a little bit fancier for Christmas time. We got these from Trader Joe's and we got our sea salt caramels from Sam's because we can buy them in bulk. And they were a little bit more expensive, but remember, we decided to give those to our top referral partners. We said, okay, we're going to spend a little bit more money for our top referral partners because they've given us 5,000 plus referrals. And you guys make that determination of what that number needs to be. And or it might not be a number, like a money amount. It might be a number of times they were referred. Like, there's some people that maybe only referred $1,000 or $2,000, but they referred like 12 times throughout the year. So we determined that that was a top referral partner. So you guys make that determination. We also talked about our little doggies, or if they have a cat or whatever it is, and that we treat them just like we would treat, you know, the people, and give them treats as well. Okay. So that was last week's. Let's look at this week's. Let me pull it up. I thought I had it down here somewhere. There it is. Okay. All right. So your homework was to find a goodie and or start ordering your marketing materials. Has anyone been able to find some interesting goodies or some marketing materials? Let's see. I know a lot of people would like to chime in and talk. So if you found one, let me know. I'm going to start using this unmute button when you guys ask questions so that we can hear you guys live. But hopefully you found a goodie and you've gotten your brochures. All right, Jill, good morning. She says she got her marketing materials ordered. Perfect. That's great. That's a great step in the right direction. Awesome, guys. We're going to be covering the why today. And we're going to be talking a lot about why we are visiting these referral partners. And the reason is we're trying to build relationships with them. As I've mentioned before, I don't want this to be a cold call for you. I want this to be as warm as possible. And to make it warm, the secret is to just build relationships with them. Be real with them. Act like you were there and how you would like to be treated. Like, for instance, when I sit over here in the front desk, we have solicitors or, you know, people come in here all the time trying to build relationships. Well, not build relationships with us, but they try and come in here and sell their products, but they don't really care about our feelings. They don't even say, you know, hi, how's your day going? They just immediately say, hey, where's Scott? I need to talk to Scott. Is he available? And I'm just like, every time somebody comes in there like that, I make notes and I'm just like, okay, that's what we don't want to be. We don't want to be unengaged, you know, not really caring what these people have to say to us, or we don't want to just get to the bottom of it and feel like they're a dollar sign to us. Yes, they are a dollar sign, but that's not how we're going to make the dollar signs. And that's not how you're going to build any relationship, whether it's with work or in life. You always want to show that you're caring with people. So that's our first slide. I just want to show you the distinguish between what to be and what not to be. So what you want to be is enthusiastic when you visit these people, caring, excited, engaged, you know, polite, respectful, friendly, professional. I mean, with the polite thing, like I've gone in sometimes to someone's business, and if I think that they might work there and they're standing outside of the door, I'll open the door for them, whether or not they work there or not. But that's just one way of showing how you can be polite to them. And sometimes they end up working there, and then they're like, oh, thanks so much for opening the door. And that just starts the conversation. Oh, you're welcome. And how are you today? And boom, boom, boom. Additionally, you want to be professional at all times. Remember, we talked about your cars looking up to par, your nails, your hair, the whole nine. That all falls under professional. Okay? What you don't want to be, this is my favorite part, and I kind of stressed this at the marketing workshop last week at the conference, but you don't want to be boring people. I'm sorry. And that kind of goes with what I said along 2 weeks ago, is if you don't think you're the right person for this job, maybe you're more of an introvert, and that's okay. But in this job, it kind of needs you to be out of your shell a little bit. Okay, we're gonna go through DISC today, and I'm gonna show you, you know, some examples of what we should be if that person is a certain personality type. But sometimes you have to just you know, not be yourself in that moment to really build that bond. Now, what I mean don't be yourself is, you know, if you're normally quiet, it's going to require you to be a little bit not quiet, like maybe a little bit more outgoing to build a relationship with someone who is a high I, which those people are a little bit more outgoing. Okay, so you want to adapt, all right? You don't want to be smelly. Make sure you're bringing a mint. No gum. Don't chew any gum. It's disrespectful. It's not very professional, okay? But a mint, pop a mint in before you go in there. You don't want to be sleepy or sick. Oh, gosh, please don't be sick. You don't want to get them sick because that just shows that you don't care about them, right? So you want to make sure that if you are any of these things, just stay home. It's okay. I've done it before. Either I've been sick or I've been sleepy or just maybe not in a good mood. Maybe something happened in the morning that really busted my buttons, and they can tell. They can certainly tell if you're doing well or not. And I've had it happen once, and I don't ever want that to happen again. So I'm just telling you, you know, some tips to avoid. Unengage. You don't want to be unengaged, and you just don't want to show them that you don't care. Okay, so if they ever say, oh, you know, so-and-so passed away in my life, or, oh, you know, my cousin's not feeling well, you don't want to just jump off over what they're saying and just be like, okay, well, did you see our brochures that we left? You don't want to run over what they're saying, right? You want to, that's kind of the key to building that relationship. If they say something like that, you know, kind of say, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And maybe ask some questions about the relationship. Oh, how long did you know so-and-so? Or, you know, things like that. That will help you not make it a cold call. All right. Disc. Let's talk about this because y'all are probably wondering why in the world I keep bringing it up. And the reason is because this is going to help you communicate to your referral partners. All right, so let's go through with it. As you can see, the D and the I's are the more outgoing people. Okay, and you can definitely check, I mean, figure this out when you go into these places. Like yesterday, for example, I met a high D. She was very nice, like she wasn't not being nice. She was answering my questions, but you could tell she was just like, hurry up, I'm busy, like I gotta go, right? So you'll know off the bat if she is task-oriented, and those are typically the people that are the dominant, direct, demanding, decisive, determined, and the doers. They're the ones that are trying to get you out the door quick, all right? And if that's okay, I mean, if that's the case, that's all right. You visit with them briefly, let them know you care very briefly, but then maybe find somebody else in the company that you can build a relationship further with. Because that D, it might take them some time, but at that one instance, they're really needing you to, like, okay, talk to them and then go. All right, so you can pick up things about them and then bring it up next time or slowly throughout every time you visit them. The I's are the outgoing and people-oriented people. So you'll spot out these eyes. Like, I'm a high eye. We probably have some eyes in here as well. When you walk into these places, you'll notice them right off the bat. And these are the people that, like, let's say there's D's there. These are the people that you can gravitate towards and kind of build more relationships with and tell them about what it is that you do and what it is that we can provide for their clients, okay? So the eyes are the inspiring, influencing, impressionable, interactive, impressive, and interested in people type people. All right? So very interactive. Those are the people that you can talk to sometimes more than 10 minutes, even though you want to be there 10 minutes max with these people. Those are the people that will carry on your conversations till after 10 minutes. Next, we're going to move on to the S's. They're the reserved. So this bottom half are the reserved, and this top half are the outgoing. Okay, so for our reserved people, or these are our reserved people type people, they are supportive, stable, steady, sweet, status quo, shy. They typically tend to be more shy, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. These people are the most caring in the world, and that's awesome because when I meet our S's out on the field, I talk to them about their pets and their family and their kids. Now, don't get me wrong. You still want to talk to the D, I's, and the C's about their family and their pets and stuff, but with the S's, that's when they're really going to tell you their feelings and, you know, if something's going on with their kids or their dog, they're really going to let you know, and that's when you know, okay, this is an S. I'm going to just go deeper and deeper and deeper, okay, because that's what they want to hear about. The C's, so let's kind of recap. So D's, you want to make it quick. You can still bond with them, but make it quick and, you know, don't take up too much of their time. The I's, you're going to bond with them so easily. They're going to carry your conversation for days, but you want to keep it fun and lively. So I might ask them, hey, what you doing for Halloween this weekend, you know? Even though we don't celebrate Halloween, I'm just, you know, I want to ask and make sure I'm finding out about them. S's, you want to talk to them about what's going on in their life, their kids, their family, you know, what is it that they really care about and what's in their heart. And then the C's now, they're the reserved task-oriented people, okay? So with the C's, they're more cautious, they're calculating, they're competent, they're conscientious, they're contemplative, and they're careful. So with my C's, they typically are like the accountants in these companies. Sometimes they're the ladies that are doing the payroll, and you're like, wow, you talk to them? Yes, my goal is to talk to every single person in that company, and sometimes they're C's. Sometimes they're doing all the bookkeeping in the back, or they're the ones that are running all the numbers, okay? So they are more reserved, but they also get all of their stuff done. Okay, sometimes they can come across like they're not interested, or maybe they're kind of shy as well, but that's not the case. They think things through. That's how they are. They're very conscientious. They're very smart. These are our smartest people ever. Okay, so keep those in mind. And the reason I'm talking to you about all of these personality profiles is because if you go in there not knowing what these people are, you might not be able to connect to them. You might not be able to get that key to their soul, right? So you want to kind of pinpoint that down. Make notes, you know. We learned that you want to make notes every time you visit them, and you might want to jot down like, oh, today I met Sally. Sally was really quick. She didn't have that much time to talk to me, so maybe she's a high D, question mark. And the next time when you go in there and you talk to Sally, see if any of those traits are still there. If they are a second time, she's probably a high D. Okay, if she's not, maybe you caught her on a bad day and she was just really busy that day, because D's, I's, S's, and C's get busy no matter what it is. But if they're consistently like that, where they're like, oh, you know, you're sweet, but I really have things to do, they're probably a D. Okay, but if you go in there again and she's not that busy, and maybe she's very talkative and she's, you know, wanting to know more about you and this and that, maybe she's an ID. Maybe she's a DI, you never know, right? So it's great to make those notes, and that's why we gave you that handout to make those notes, all right? If they're an S, we talked about how to kind of approach them, and same with Cs, we talked about that. The way I talk to my Ds and Is are a little bit different than the way I talk to my Cs and my Ss. I can tell when I visit these places if they're more reserved, and the reason is because they might be, you know, kind of hiding behind their desk, or they talk a little bit more like this. And this is how I will approach my C's or my S's. Okay, with my D's and my I's, I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? How was your weekend? Blah, blah, blah. I'm a little bit more exciting. Okay, so you really want to watch the tone of voice and how you use it, because sometimes we can come across, us high I's, we can come across kind of scary to some S's or some C's. Okay, we might come across as, you know, too dominant, too forceful, and we don't want to come across that way. We want to be able to relate to them. All right, if you guys have any questions about that, let me know, but we're going to keep going on. All right, referral marketing, to me, I always like to say this, and I think it's so true, is that it's a lot like dating, a lot like dating. And the reason I say that is because when you go on a date, and you're sitting with your boyfriend at the other opposite edge of the table, or your husband or whatever, do you want to just talk about yourself the whole time? I would really hope not. But the answer should be no. Your whole goal with this referral marketing is to find out about your referral partners and to ask questions about them and to get to know them. You should rarely ever talk about yourself. I find it sometimes I'll go and visit someone and I didn't talk like nothing about myself. Like, they never asked me about me, and I don't care, because we're in the business to serve them, right? But that's the way it should be. I should leave there knowing, oh, wow, I didn't get to ask my question, right? Or, I mean, they didn't get to ask me a question. It should all be about them. Now, there's some of my referral partners that are not that, you know, into themselves, and they don't really care to talk about themselves. But, you know, they'll ask me, like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? You know, and that's fine. If they let you enter that conversation, you tell them. But make it sweet and short. You know, don't go too long, because remember, you want to throw that question back to them to really learn what it is that they like, want in life and with this relationship, so you can just always add value to them. Make it about them. We're going to talk about form, which is going to help you with what kinds of questions to ask or what to look for to build that relationship. And before we get to that, that's going to be on our next slide. I kind of want to talk about the fact that your main goal, in addition to getting to know everybody and to make sure you're adding as much value and questions to them as possible, is that you're there to bring them up. I've had so many times where they're having a bad day. And guys, I don't want you to think that they're taking it out on you, or, you know, I don't want you ever to think that you're the problem. You're never the problem. You're only the solution. And so many times I've visited these people and they're having the worst day, or somebody passed away, or maybe they're just, you know, they're suffering with something that you don't know about. I want you guys to see that and to just make them feel so much better. The cookies really help. Sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, you have no idea. Like, I really needed this pick-me-up today. You just made my day, right? That's the best feeling in the world, because that's what we're called here to do on earth, is to help other people and to make them feel better. And I think that's why this job is so rewarding, because you're really helping these people out. So if they're ever sad, you know, choose some words to make them feel better and really make their day. And that's how they confide in you and really start telling you their dirtiest of secrets, or letting you know life. And that's what you want. You want to find out what is it that they want so that you can give it to them, so that you in turn can get the value, which is the referrals, okay? Try to avoid closed-ended questions. For those of you that don't know what closed-ended questions are, those are the yes and no questions. We want to ask open-ended questions, which is what you're going to see on the next slide, because that's going to just have them talk on and on and on. It's kind of a never-ending question, okay? So let's kind of talk about that. Family, occupation, recreation, and message. That stands for form. So if you don't currently have a method of asking your questions, write that down. This is really going to help you build those dating questions, or dating, any kind of information that you want to know, that you guys are courting each other and dating. It's going to help you get to know them. All right, so where are you from? I use that one all the time, guys. That's literally my go-to question. And the reason being is because every time I visit somebody, they're either from Europe or Central America or South America. I mean, I love finding out things about people, because I'm Greek. And so I wish people would ask me where I'm from, because I would love to talk to you about my Greek heritage. And I know people the same way. Remember, the sweetest sound is that when people hear their name. I also say the sweetest sound is when people talk about where they've come from, you know, their childhood. Where did they grow up? Where's their family from? I always ask, you know, where's your ancestry from? Because sometimes they'll say, and you might be thinking this, well, what if I've said that and they say, oh, they're from here? No, get to the bottom of it. That's not true. They've told me that so many times. And I'm like, okay, yeah, me too. I'm actually born in Houston as well. But where is your family from? Or where is your ancestry from? And they're like, oh, actually, I'm from El Salvador. Or I'm from France. Okay, because I've been born in Houston, but my family's from Greece. So there's always an underlying way to get to their heart and figure out where it is that they came from. All right, I'm not going to go through each question like that, as in detail like I just did, but we can go through the questions to kind of, you know, you can see what it is that I ask. Where did you go to high school or college? What are the names of your kids? I showed in my workshop last week that you don't want to flat out ask the first time you're meeting a man or a woman, like, are they married? That can come across wrong. And you don't want to be in an awkward situation, even though you're trying to find out if they have loved ones. The way I ask it is, how is your family? I'll just assume they have a family, because everyone has a family, right? And I'll say, how's your family doing? And usually they're like, oh my gosh, you know, my kids are great. They just went back to college, or, oh, my husband's at a golf tournament. You know, so when you assume it kind of like that, they let you know certain things. And then you just jot those notes down so that next time when you go in there, you say, how's your husband doing? You know, and try not to use husband, try to get their names if you can. That way you can kind of relate to them in that way. Occupation, how long have you been working here? What's the history of this company? How did you get started in this field? What do you like to do for fun? If you could go anywhere on vacation, where would you go? What is your most favorite place in the world? Those are really cool shoes. Where'd you get them? I love your glasses. What brand are they? Nice earrings. Where'd you get those? I ask those a lot because guys, I'm sorry, y'all, sometimes y'all have like really cool wardrobes and I get ideas from my boyfriend. So I use that to build relationships. I'll be like, oh my gosh, are those Cole Haan shoes right now? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to get my boyfriend some. Where'd you get them? Or when did you get them? Is there a sale? You know, blah, blah, blah. You can easily build relationships like that. Your whole point is to peel back the onion. Find a common interest or find their interest. Okay, so you're going to keep asking those questions and asking and asking and asking. Yeah, it might feel like, you know, a little bit too much at times, like you feel like you're being you're interviewing, but don't feel like that because to them it doesn't feel that way. To them, they're so happy someone is asking them questions. Sometimes these people haven't seen a client all day, or they haven't had anyone talk to them all day or care about them. So when you walk in there, you are trying to change their life and make them feel wanted and loved. All right, be observant. Something might be on their wall, on their desk, maybe that their family's there or they've got their doggy there. That sparks conversation. You want to see these things and bring it up. You might want to compliment them, okay? Compliments are always nice. Now, guys, you have to be careful. Sometimes we take your compliments as hitting on us. So you want to compliment something that's not about their body, obviously. You don't want to say, oh my gosh, your body looks great in that dress. That's something you don't want to say. Hopefully you guys are finding humor in all this. But maybe something nice is, oh, that's a really pretty color dress. You know, the difference between those two statements are huge. They don't feel like you're getting hit on, right? And for guys, girls, if you're trying to compliment a guy, I've walked into places where guys might be wearing a suit. I'll be like, wow, that's a really nice tie. Okay, instead of saying, man, I love a man in a suit. I can come across wrong, right? Even though I do love a man in a suit, but I'm not going to say that to them. Okay, so just little tweaks on what you want to say and come across. It's huge. All right, if there's nothing on the wall, you make it up. Right? So like we said, go back to those questions. Did you go on a summer vacation? Have you been watching the Olympics? Or what's your favorite sport? Or how about this? Like, I just went into a new designer store yesterday, and I asked them if they were at the fall market. Now, a lot of y'all may not have designers as your referral partner, and that's okay. You might have someone else. But for those of you that do, I don't know if you know this right now, but these designers are in North Carolina at a place called High Point Market. And that's where they get a lot of their new shipments of furniture or paintings or whatever it is that they sell to their clients. So I went ahead and said, hey, are you alone today? And they're like, yeah, it's just me. And I assumed that they were at High Point Market. So I asked, oh, okay, are your other coworkers at High Point? And they're like, yeah, that's actually where they are right now. And then we just talked about High Point. So you can use sometimes an assumption or, you know, find something in that industry, maybe get a magazine in that industry and kind of talk about the news or what's going on. I know Santiago always used to drop off a magazine for the design center industry or whatever that would let us know about the newest trends or the newest news in that industry. And that will always help you as well, okay? My tip at the bottom says, this is not cold calling. The goal is to make it as warm as possible. You have to be creative. And that is what I mentioned earlier, and I still abide by that. Now, we have a question coming in. I can't see it for some reason. I don't know why. So I see it's from Dan and Sylvie. So Dan and Sylvie, I'm going to have you guys speak up, okay? I'm going to unmute you to ask your question. Let's see if I can. Whoa, it wouldn't let me. Unmute. Here we go. Dan, Sylvie, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
Sylvie says hi too.
Hi. How are y'all?
We're good. We kind of are a little disappointed because our first rep that, well, the second time we've hired a rep and they showed up to work for us and kind of replace us in this. The first one was kind of a fiasco because we just wasn't right in the disk profile. But Stephanie did a no-show today, and she did a call.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
She's only in her second week, so for me, that's a deal killer—a no-show, no call.
Yeah.
But it's
What is the
okay.
question that you guys have for us?
It's that if you go ahead and visit on a referral source that you're seeking to stoke up their current referral source. Do you ever ask for a lunch? Can I take you out to lunch rather than ask for a breakfast presentation? And if so, would gender be a consideration, like me asking a girl, for instance, or Sylvie asking a guy?
That is a great question. I really like that question. So that has happened to us before, where we might walk into a place where there's only two people and they've said they really don't care about a presentation. Then we will say, okay, would you like to go out for coffee instead? Now, I always make it to where we're not alone. I don't ever want to be in a situation where I'm alone with another man. I'll bring another marketing person. So I'll bring Dina with me or Debbie with me, right? I don't ever want to give the appearance that, it's going to be a date because that's not what it is, right? But you just let them know that. And vice versa, if it's a girl, I would suggest that you have them go with someone else with the referral partner and never be alone in that situation. But yes, you can absolutely do that. We've done that many times. Thank you so much for asking. I couldn't see your question, so I apologize for that. It's not letting me click on it for some reason. But if you guys have another question, I can just unmute you again. And I'm starting to get a hang of letting people ask their own questions in here. But thank you for that question. That's great. So you're not limited to just a presentation. If you would like, you can take them out to a breakfast or a coffee or things like that. All right. So we talked a little bit about what to say, what not to say. Please, if you guys cuss, try not to cuss in front of them. Remember, that's not professional. But I wrote that on there is because a lot of times I have these referral partners, whether we're at a one-on-one or not a one-on-one, but at a presentation or not at a presentation. They are very open with me. They trust me. You can tell they feel comfortable around me because they do cuss or, they'll use swear words and things like that. Now, that's a good sign for us. That means that they're really comfortable with you. That's great. But you don't want to reciprocate that. You don't want to cuss as well because remember, you have an image to withhold. All right. We talked a little bit about if you're a guy and if you're a girl, what to say, what not to say, and then what to look for. These are just some examples of some pictures like, that's my dog Zeus. That might be on their desk. Or maybe they have a Greek flag hanging. I had a guy have his Cuban flag hanging behind his desk, So that is like a big sign to talk to him about his heritage, right? Or I had one guy had a Texans jersey, a J.J. Watt Texans jersey hanging. Okay, so I talked to him about that. Additionally, I had someone have their family on their desk. So these are all signs that you can do this. You can build this relationship, and they're just crying out for you. All right, so we're going to talk about first visit goals. Hashtag goals, okay? Once you've built the relationship with them and they're interested in your business, be ready. This means you got to have your 60-second commercial ready to go, down pat. So make sure you guys know your mission and know your values and get ready to spit it out, okay? So if they are busy or uninterested, make that lasting impression when you go in there that first time. Learn about them if you can. If they're not really wanting to talk to you, that's okay. Don't think it's a slap in the face. That's going to happen. It's your first time, right? but leave the goodie and say, oh, I'm just bringing you some cookies. Please enjoy these and share these with everyone, and I want you to have a wonderful day. You might not get to your 60-second commercial the first time. That's all right. It takes time. This job requires a lot of patience, but you guys are so, I mean, it's just, the possibilities are endless. So you guys will definitely see the results soon. So you just have to be patient. I mean, we've been doing it now for years and it really does work. So don't worry. Don't get your feelings hurt. Just go there again. All right. And later on in our webinars, we're going to talk about what to send them in between your first and second visit. Okay, so that it breaks the ice. Now, what happens if your first visit goal is that they're willing to listen to you, or they're interested, or they're totally buying your relationship building and they're just dancing with you, right? They're asking you questions, they're talking to you, and you're like, man, this is great. That's when you have to be ready to give them their 60-second commercial, because I guarantee you they're going to ask you either, why are you here, or what is it that you do, or, you know, why are you giving me these goodies? That's when you step in and say everything that you need to say. Okay, so 1 through 5 are your goals. If you can't get through all of them, that's okay. What you should for sure get through is that they're going to ask you what it is that you do, and you want to have your sentence ready, which ours is, well, my name is Aliki. I'm actually the marketing manager at Clean as a Whistle. Have you guys heard of us before? Lead with that, because sometimes they heard about you and they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard about you. Or sometimes I know these people have used us before, but I act dumb. And so when I ask them that, they're like, yeah, we've referred you guys so many times. Or, oh, you know, I've used you myself. That's great. I always want to lead with a positive note, because that's easy for me to just go on with what I'm going to say. Okay, and if they say, oh, yes, I've heard of you, then I said, okay, great. So you guys know that we're a high-end residential and commercial professional fabric and flooring carrying company. And she's like, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. I try and let her know as much as possible, but not too much to where I'm making her feel overwhelmed. I basically let her know that we're known for our most outstanding service experience ever. We guarantee our work. Sometimes I don't make it through all of our values, but I slowly let them know over time, okay? But you want to let them know that we have a referral reward program, and that we can reward them for referring their clients to us, okay? So I let them know, I'm just in the area. I was wondering if you had a resource for the types of work that we can provide for you and your clients, because we want to, you know, add value to them. So are you currently using anybody? And if they're not, boom, let them know more. If they are, that's okay. Ask them who they're using. There's nothing wrong with asking them, because what if they're using somebody who doesn't do all of the services that you can provide? And then you let them know that. And over time, they're going to stop using that other company and they're going to use you. I've had it happen many times. I'm your witness. Okay? You want them to know all the benefits that you can provide as soon as possible. So you have to kind of feel that out. I can't really tell you, you know, how much to say all in one time, because it's that dance, remember? You have to see if they're, like, willing to listen. If they're really listening intently, let them know. But let them know in the form of perks, how they can benefit. If you're just telling them everything that you can do and it's all about you, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear how you can provide the value for them and their clients. So you can say all the services. Now, how are you going to know what services they're really going to need to know? That's when you Google them, remember, before you visited, and find out, are they selling furniture to their clients? Is that the only thing they're selling? Do they have rugs? Or, you know, what is it that they're selling that you can relate to them, and say those services first? You don't need to get into all the other services until maybe the next time. Just relate to them and add the value the first time. Okay? Always let them know if they want to give us a try. They certainly can. Their clients can give us a try too, but for free. Give them the free trial offer. Let them know that we are, I mean, one of our first values, I hope this is yours too, is that we are referred exclusively by Houston's most, boom, boom, boom. List the 3 people that refer you exclusively. Okay? Let them know that people are using you so that they want to use and refer you to. Now, if you're just starting and you're like, shoot, you know, nobody refers us yet, fake it till you make it. They don't know. Tell them your first value. Say, Houston's most season, boom, 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 refer our services exclusively, and just leave the ball in their court. They don't know. They're not going to do a background check on you, okay? Never, never, never leave without a business card. You want to get their business card. And the reason being is you're not going to spam them up. I'm not suggesting you to spam them up. Do not put them on an email list. You're going to send them a send-out card, and that's going to be a webinar for another day. We're going to get into that. I don't think we go through it on this one, but we're going to get through and talk about all that kind of stuff. There's a lot to talk about with that. But that's how you're going to break that ice so that the next time you visit them, they're going to be so excited because you're not only the lady that left them cookies, they're going to call you the cookie lady or the cookie man, but you're the person that like sent them the card and cared a little bit extra for them and dropped a $5 Starbucks gift card or whatever inside. It means a lot. What we like to do is leave our brochure stand. Now, you don't have to do it the first time. And in fact, I suggest you don't do it the first time unless they're like super gung-ho about it. You have to feel it out. Sometimes people ask me, like, how do you know? And it's just you just know. When you visit with these people, you'll know if they're, like, super excited about you. Or sometimes I have people like, oh, my gosh, I've been looking for a company like you. Like, I need you. I have so many clients that ask me these questions, and I never know what to tell them, and I don't know a company, and blah, 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 blah. In that case, I'm like, hey, you know, I have a brochure stand in the car. If you'd like, I could put a bunch of these brochures in there for you, and I can leave it here, and you can have them for whenever your clients ask. And then I feel okay to do that, right? Because I feel like they've seen the value and they really, truly need us, that I talk about that. But if they feel like, okay, well, thanks so much. I'm going to look over your stuff and give it to our boss, blah, 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 which, by the way, your goal is to meet the boss as well, but that's a side note. If they give you that kind of vibe, that's okay. Next time you visit them, you build some more rapport and relationship. The next time, sometimes it takes me 4 or 5 times to go by there to give them the brochure stand that I know that they're interested, okay? And for sure, if they've referred you already, you better come with your brochure stand and tell them that you brought it as a gift to them and that they can use it as they please, okay? Remember, you're providing as much value. If that's going to help them keep you top of mind, why wouldn't you bring a brochure stand? We put our sticker on the back of ours, put some business cards here, and then some brochures in here. Patience, young grasshopper. Some people have bad days. Remember, we talked about that. Not doing well, you know, sometimes they'll talk to you about it, or if they're not comfortable with you, they might not talk to you about it, and that's okay. I don't want you to feel like it was a bad visit. It's never a bad visit. It's taken me 8 times before I've gotten through to somebody and they were undergoing depression, you know, and you don't know these things until you get to know them. So everyone is different and everyone is going through a different time in their life. All right. Just don't ever forget that you want to treat them the way you would want to be treated. All right. Some good experience I'd like to share with you guys are one of my friends, Tamonica. She's my friend now. She's not just my referral partner, but she and I had such a strong relationship. She invited me to her wedding, and this was within, I'd say less than a year, maybe 9-10 months. We were getting to know each other, and she invited me to her wedding. She didn't just invite me. She invited my mom, too. She didn't even know my mom. And she's like, bring your mom. She sounds so sweet. And I was like, you're the cutest person ever. So, of course, we went. I should bring a picture of that and put that on here to show proof. I totally forgot about that. But, you know, this is going to happen, guys. They're going to invite you to weddings. They'll probably invite you to happy hour, things like that. Now, I don't go to happy hour with them because I think that's, you know, I don't want them to think that I'm going to go and just drink with them. But I do suggest other places like, oh, how about a restaurant? You know, I don't want them to think that I'm just going to go bars with them because I remember I have the company's image in my hands, right? Okay, I'm sorry. I got a question. Bill just asked, hey, Aliki, cool-looking stand. Where do you get them? I get them from Office Depot. I order them online, and they ship them for free. I order a bunch of them. And the reason I choose Office Depot, I know they're a little bit more expensive, but, guys, the sticker that they have on there, their company sticker, peels right off, and I'm able to put my company sticker. Because I've bought from Staples before, and, like, where else did I buy the other one from? I don't remember. Was it Walmart? I don't know, but when I was trying to peel off like that Walmart sticker or whatever, it would not peel off. It was bad. It looked really tacky. So I got them from Office Depot because it's really easy to peel off and then to stick my company sticker on there. So I hope that helps. Jessica. So Jessica is another example. Guys, this one is probably one of my favorite stories ever because it just happened not too long ago. So with Jessica, she was a little bit of a harder nut to crack. And what I mean by that is that she was very closed off. She's a super high S, this girl was very sensitive. I could tell she had a lot of struggles, some family struggles going on, and I was doing my best to just listen, okay, because you're going to be a really good listener at this position. And she was going through some bad stuff in her life. Well, I was just being there for her and really trying to motivate her and help her through her hard times. And sure enough, one day she was like, hey, remember that one time in the presentation you said that you can send co-mailers to our clients? She's like, can you guys still do that? And I was like, yes, of course we can. In my head, I'm like, heck yeah, I want your whole client database. And guess what? She gave me all of her clients from like 2015 and the beginning of 2016. This was like back in March. And we have been in touch with them. We've been sending them cold mailers and things like that. And still to this day, every month, at the end of the month, she'll send me the new list for the month. So that's another example as to building relationships with these people and how that can in turn give you business, okay? It's a great thing. You're caring for these people. You're doing your due diligence in life. And in turn, you're getting everything that you need to boost and build your business. My gosh, I can't talk today. Oh, that's funny. All right, Todd said, what did you get them from? Office Depot? Yes, Office Depot, Todd. My bad experiences. So there was a man at the design center who was so rude to me when I walked in there, guys. He just had nothing nice to say. And I figured out why. So I should have done my research. So this is a lesson to all of you. Do your research before you visit this guy. This was before I used Google a lot to look these people up and I learned my lesson. It takes that one time, right? So I looked him up afterwards and I found out that he does his own oriental and rug area cleaning. And so he wrote me this nasty email too and was like, I do my own cleaning and I can't believe you're going to all these people in the design center when I should be going there because I'm here. This is where my office is. I need to be hitting on these people and I don't appreciate you coming in my design center. And I'm thinking about your design center. This is not your design center. You don't even own it. But he was upset and he took it out on me because I was going to all those designer places in there, or flooring places, and telling them about all our services and how we can clean oriental and area rugs. Well, he just went crazy. He was yelling at me. He's like, I know you. I know Howard Partridge. I know that whole company, and I've heard you guys on the radio, and I can't believe that I haven't been in this area and hit all these people and that you're coming in. I mean, he really had nothing to say. It was really weird. He just yelled at me, and so I didn't visit him ever again. In those instances, if they're going to yell at you, you don't need to visit them. You don't want to associate yourself with people like that, okay? Especially if someone's going to talk bad about my boss, who I absolutely adore and think is the best boss in the world. He's got another thing coming. So don't think I haven't gotten the door shut in my face or gotten yelled at. It's going to happen to you, and all I'm going to tell you is that it's okay. Don't let it affect you. Don't let it ruin your day because there's people out there that they're just rude. And you can't do anything about that, and you don't need them. You'll find plenty of other people that really need you and need your services. So just move on. It's totally fine. Okay? People with bad days, I don't really need to go through these, but there's some people that were going through some bad times just like Jessica, and over time they just sent me so many more referrals just because I was there for them and listened to them. And my last bullet point says, I keep my eye on places and I never give up. That's so true. Now, you might be thinking, why did I give up on that guy who yelled at me? I've had some people tell me about that guy. I've heard some bad things about him, so I don't want to associate, like I said, I don't want to associate myself with people like that. I want to associate myself with people who are professional and nice, okay? So there's some people, though, that the reason I said that is because there's people that are either going to be quiet or distant or they're not willing to talk to you. Don't give up on them. Keep going back. You're eventually going to crack that shell, and that's why I put the bullet point above that, which is my friend Anessa and House of Cards. It's like, for some reason, I just happened to ask her what her favorite show was, and she said House of Cards, and that's, it's not my favorite show, but it's one of the shows I was watching at the time on Netflix, and I just, boom, bonded with her so easy. We talked about all these episodes and this and that and how it correlates to our terrible current situation with our politics and how it's a mess. And anyways, now she sends us referrals like crazy out the wazoo. So never give up on these people. Tip, when you keep showing them that you truly are there to build a relationship with them, they start to open up with you. And I've told you guys that many times. All right, so we're kind of coming to a close here, but how have your referral marketing experiences gone? Does anybody have a situation? If you do, can you please let me know? Just say, I do, and I want to chime in and hear how it's going. Okay, I believe next week's webinar is us overcoming obstacles and overcoming a lot of those, you know, naysayers and what they're saying that's going to try and get you to leave. But I'm going to teach you to not leave and what it is that you can say. So who has an experience since we've been talking that they would like to share, either good or bad? Oops. And then we'll go switch to our last slide. What time is it? It's 9:51. I can hear from two people. Todd, is it cool if I call on you guys? Todd, hello? Anybody? Okay, I'm going to click on you, Todd. Yeah, Todd's like, yes. Okay, let's see if I can press this button because it's been acting really weird. Unmute. Todd, can you hear me?
Yep, Ashley's here. She's ready to talk.
Hey, Todd and Ashley, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Nikki.
We've actually got two texts that just walked in on us. They're like, man, you're a celebrity.
That's hilarious. What's up, guys? How's it going? Share an experience that you've had so far.
You mean a tech experience or our referral marketing experience?
A referral marketing experience.
I know. Okay, all right.
A good one or a bad one? I have both.
Hey, I'll take both of them. Let's talk it out.
I think I went into a real estate office, and it was kind of weird at first. There were two women talking, and I ended up just asking them questions, and I was there for like 15 minutes, and we just started talking about all kinds of stuff, and I felt like I could have stayed for longer, but I didn't get into much of why I was there. I just kind of just talked to them and left them the goodie bag.
Good.
So it'll be easy next time I go because I wrote down all my notes and have stuff to talk to them about. They recommended a restaurant to go eat at in the area, so I ended up going there so that I can bring that up next time.
Good.
That was my good one. And then my bad one was I went in, I stated my name twice, I forgot the lady's name, I didn't leave my business card, and I totally blew it.
No. You're so funny. No, that's okay. That's not a bad one. Hey, it's going to happen. It's going to take you a couple of times till you get the hang of it. Why did you state your name twice? Was that because she asked you twice or just because you were like, hi, my name's Ashley, and then like 2 seconds later, hi, my name's Ashley?
No, yeah, it was like, hi, my name's Ashley. What's your name? So she told me her name, and I said, oh, my name's Ashley. And I saw and then I completely forgot her name, and then she kind of made me nervous because she was already like, what do you want? You know, she didn't talk very much.
And since I heard of this particular bad experience, I signed Ashley up with the memory dude. I don't even remember his name. See, that's how bad
Ron
my memory
White.
Is. Ron White.
Ron White,
the
yeah.
No, I'm just joking. She does a great job. She's been doing really good.
Well, good. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, Ashley, that's happened to me before. It's okay. Sometimes this, I don't know if you would want to do this, but I do this sometimes. Sometimes when I mess up, I make it a deal where, oops, that was like an accident, right? So I'll be like, oops, I just told you that. I don't even know why I said that. I laugh about it. Now,
no, that's exactly what I did.
Okay, good. Sometimes it can be awkward. They might kind of not say anything after that. But if that's the case, dude, you just run it over. You just go to the next thing like, how's your day? Or what are you doing? Or, ask anything that you want to kind of let that thing go. Because that's so small. You know, to them, it's like not that big of a deal. To us, we're nervous, right? And we're scared. But they won't even remember. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us. But I'm glad that you shared those two stories. That's great. These are all going to happen to everyone. So I'm glad that you had the good experience, too, because sometimes it feels like it's awkward if two people are already talking. But mm-hmm. I'm really proud of you for getting in there and kind of, getting to know both of them. And see, after you talk, sometimes you could be there all day. Like, they're just super easy to talk to. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. So...
Can I ask you another question, Aliki?
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to be doing a chamber expo show. Have you done shows like that or home shows? I know it's kind of off. It's kind of referral marketing because it's the chamber, but I was just curious if you guys do any kind of offer in a situation like that.
We've never did the chamber expo, but... We usually, if they need an offer or they need something, we usually give like a $200 gift certificate towards any service. I don't know if maybe you want to do that. Maybe do a little raffle. Make that
yes.
Because, because sometimes trade shows, we've tried trade shows before. They're not profitable for us. It's very hard to get clients. But if you have at least a $200 gift certificate or whatever the amount that you want to give out, at least you're gaining for sure a client, you know? So, but that's a tough one. I would say just try it out. We've tried it out, and anytime something new comes up, we'll try it out, and then we're like, okay, we're either going to do that next year or we're not, you know. So it's sometimes it is worth the money to find out. But thanks so much for your questions, guys. I'm going to hear from Isaiah, and then we're going to have to wrap up. So
one more thing.
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you one more thing?
Okay. What's up?
Yeah, the banners, we got them from Vista. They turned out great. So if anybody wants banners, go to Vista.
Good. Yeah. See, we did too. I'm going to have to show you guys my webcam. And actually, I should open my webcam. Okay, I'll do that next week. I'll open the webcam up and bring the banner in here so you guys can see what ours looks like. But thank you for saying that. All right, Isaiah, let me see if I can unmute you. Ready and go. Isaiah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. How are you?
All right. So for me, we don't really have everything set up and as a program yet, but there's one insurance company that uses us exclusively. They're amazing to work with. So we just stopped by there and dropped them off some chocolates that we picked up, some actually really nice, the assorted chocolate sets, whatever. And
that's
so that
awesome.
Was cool, just how, excited they were to get the chocolate and everything and how that helped that part of it.
That's really good.
Yeah. I guess for me, the coolest part I've been learning is, after going and getting all the inspiration at the conference, actually starting out with the performance planner, the Ziegler performance planner, just the inspiration you get from that and actually, making you want to go ahead and achieve your goals and set things. So that's been really cool for me.
Good. And it's helping you stay accountable, and I'm sure you're using it to organize yourself as well, right?
Yeah.
Good. That's awesome. Thank you, Isaiah. I appreciate it. And yeah, it's really going to help bond with these people when you give them food. I'm telling you, food is the absolute number one best gift in the world. Okay, everyone loves chocolate. So I appreciate both of you guys chiming in there. And Dan and Sylvie, thank you so much for coming in and asking questions. I'm getting used to this live thing, so I think I like it better. So anytime y'all want to say something, just say, hey, can I say something? Or hey, can I ask a question? We'll go ahead and do the live. All right, we have a minute left, so I got to zoom through this, but the rule of seven, all right? So it takes about seven times for a referral partner to start referring your services, and we have pretty much created this as a rule. right? It's not any other company that came up with this. We have been looking and tracking our own numbers and tracking these referrals, and we found out that it's about 7 times that you need to visit these people until they start referring. Now, if they refer quicker than 7, hey, that is great. Remember, this is an average. So just keep going. Don't quit. I'm telling you, it's worth it, and you will see it. Even if you feel awkward, even if you feel like it's not going anywhere, just keep going at least 7 times, okay? If they haven't referred by 7, it's all right. Keep visiting them for at least a year. If after that 1 year they haven't referred at all, okay, then you can take them off. And actually, you want to write this down. I should have put this in here instead. If they have not referred and you have seen them 7 times, ask for a presentation. If you haven't asked already, we're going to go through presentations, I think, next week as well. But make sure you don't take them off until you've given that presentation. Once you've given them the presentation, track them for another 7 months. All right? Because I have never taken anybody off before I've done a presentation. The reason being is because we have a direct correlation between the time we present to them and the referrals coming in like a flow of water. So just make sure you do the presentation before you cut them off, all right? That is all I have for today. You guys are the best. I'm so happy. I'm excited for next week, but I gotta go, so work on your marketing and work on building those relationships with your people, and I can't wait to hear by next week how it went. I want some more experiences like Ashley's, all right? Love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye.